In Matthew's gospel, Jesus asks his disciples two questions. Who do people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? This is Tony Agnese. What strikes me as important in Jesus' question is that it seems that people are more concerned with following the crowd than following Jesus. Recently, it seems that the filter of Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, straight or gay, is paramount on how most people form their opinions. These labels seem to trump the teachings of our Christian faith. If we are truly Christians and we have the Bible and the magisterium as a guide, then many of these issues should be clear to us. St. Augustine of Hippo said, "Right is right, even if no one's doing it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone's doing it." But are they? I'm sure that your grandmother or mother has said to you more than once, "If all your friends were jumping off a cliff, would you jump too?" Usually the response comes after you've whined a bit and said, "Yeah, but all my friends are doing it." You see, when it comes to faith and morals, we can't just go along with the prevailing public opinion. Wrong is always wrong, even if everyone agrees. Let's put all of the man-made labels behind God. I'm a Christian first before I'm a liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. I have a guide, Jesus, who leads me in the right path. The modern world says many things about Jesus. He was a really good guy. He was a prophet. He was ahead of his time. He's right up there with Moses and Mohammed and Buddha. You've heard them all. They say nothing about Jesus as God, Lord, or our Savior. But who do you say that Jesus is? If he is your Savior, your Lord, and your God, then you think his teaching should trump the lemmings leading us in this culture of death. Let's make a point to be Christians first. And let's see what the Bible has to say about issues so that it can help us form a true Christian conscience. Then we will understand the question, who do you say that I am? This is Tony Agnese.